91X News.
It's 13 degrees and sunny. I'm Renee Rogers with 91X News. Belleville's deputy police chief says recent changes in the availability of OxyContin will have an impact on Belleville and the Quinte community. 91X reporter Steph Crozier has more.
OxyContin was commonly used illegally, but as of March 1st, the painkiller was discontinued and no longer manufactured. It is being replaced by OxyNeo as a painkiller, but it cannot be crushed, which means it cannot be snorted or injected. Paul Van Graaff is Belleville's deputy police chief. He says that there may be a problem with the lack of OxyContin for illegal drug users.
So is there going to be a problem? I would suggest there's going to be a problem. I think the greater problem that we face is just that, is the subsidiary or secondary crime activity surrounding the OxyContin.
Van Graaff says that the Belleville Drug Unit and Project Long Arm will deal with the lack of OxyContin accordingly.
We have to, in law enforcement, make sure that our community are safe, our pharmacies are safe, our people who need that are safe, that there is not other crimes associated to the need to purchase OxyContin. And that's what I'm concerned about, thefts, break-inners, and things like that.
Steph Crozier, 91X News, Belleville.
The local Liberal Association is inviting people of any political affiliation to a rally in Belleville tonight. It hopes to demonstrate to MP Daryl Cramp it wants answers about phony robocalls allegedly made during the last election. They're calling it Rally for Your Rights. It gets underway at Market Square at 5 p.m. A Marmara woman fought back when police stopped her for speeding in Trent Hills yesterday. Police say she refused to identify herself and became physically aggressive. She was arrested and police eventually determined her identity. Charged with obstructing police and speeding is 57-year-old Rose Yome. A string of object thefts from inside of unlocked vehicles in Northumberland County is prompting police to warn area residents to either lock it or lose it. Over the weekend, a number of items, including a laptop and an ignition interlock device, were stolen from vehicles that were unlocked and unattended. Police are also advising area residents never to leave valuables or packages in full view inside your vehicle. Also, park in a well-lit area wherever possible. An Ontario Provincial Police Constable says in his 23 years on the job, he's never before been in a case as big as the Tory Stafford investigation. Constable Gary Scoyne is testifying at the trial of Michael Rafferty, who is charged with kidnapping, sexual assault, and murder in the 8-year-old's death in 2009. As lead identification officer, Scoyne says he was responsible for more than 1,100 physical exhibits and at least 4,500 photographs. Air Canada says it's hopeful there is enough time to avoid a work disruption next week during March break. The union, representing 8,600 mechanics, baggage handlers, and cargo agents, has served notice they'll go on strike March 12th if there is no new contract agreement. It says a strike would ground the airline. But the Conservative government has intervened in previous labor disputes at the airline, saying a strike at Air Canada is not in the best interest of Canadians or the economy. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Austin Mackay with sports.
The Bulls are in action tonight when they face East Division rivals Peterborough Petes. Both teams are fighting for final playoff positions with only 6 games left. The Bulls are currently in 7th and the Petes are in 9th. In other OHL action, Plymouth slips into the Erie to face the Otters. The Barrie Colts head west to Owen Sound, and Ottawa takes the 4-16 to Kingston. In Empire B Finals, the Picton Pirates have the night off but play Game 3 against Campbellford and Picton tomorrow at 7:30. It's official. Arguably one of the best quarterbacks to play the game is up for grabs. It was announced today that Indianapolis Colts released QB Peyton Manning. Manning has spent his whole career in Indy since his rookie season in 1998. He had this to say about his former team.
For 14 wonderful years, the only professional football I've known has been Colts football. Our team won a lot of games here. I've played with so many great teammates here, and I've been part of a great organization here.
The 35-year-old Manning sat out this season with a pesky neck injury. This cut comes one day before he was expected to collect $28 million in bonuses. News from the Tim Hortons Briar. The battle of the Cooey brothers lasted just 7 ends in Saskatoon this morning. Alberta's Kevin Cooey defeated his brother, Jamie, of the Yukon Northwest Territories 11-3. Alberta is now 7-1 after 12 draws. Northern Ontario swept away Quebec 9-2 in the other early game. Remember to send us your Team or League scores. Email at sports91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Renee Rogers with 91X Weather.
Today, mainly sunny with a high of 12. Tonight, increasing cloudiness, a 40% chance of showers before morning with a low of 8. Thursday, cloudy, a 40% chance of showers early in the morning. Rain beginning in the morning and ending early this evening, high of 9. Friday, sunny and windy, the low of minus 4, the high of 0. Right now, it's 13 degrees. I'm Renee Rogers with Austin Mackay, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.